This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, March 13th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. After leading a prayer group late last Friday night, Pastor Abdul in eastern Kenya was beaten unconscious by a group of local Somali Muslims, upset with his Christian work, reports Morningstar News. He suffered a broken bone in his thigh, severe bruising over his body, and is now in fear for his life and that of his family. Jesus says, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved." Matthew 10:22. The millennials are following a 29-year-old Pied Piper of socialism. Her name? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democrat Socialist Congresswoman of New York. Listen to her condemnation of capitalism at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas, this past Saturday.
Capitalism, to me, it's an ideology of capital. The most important thing is the concentration of capital. And it means that we seek and prioritize profit and the accumulation of money above all else, and we seek it at any human and environmental cost. That is what that means. And to me, that ideology is not sustainable and cannot be redeemed.
Andy Puzder, the former CEO of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, has written a new book entitled The Capitalist Comeback, The Trump Boom, and the Left's Plot to Stop It. Listen to his reaction to the foolishness of Ocasio-Cortez.
No, wrong, so wrong. It's exactly backwards. And I'll prove it to you. Been on Amazon lately? Each of the thousands of products Amazon offers represents the work of people who believe they have something you want or need. If they're right, they prosper. If they're wrong, they don't. That's how the free market works. It encourages people to improve their lives by satisfying the needs of others.
In his third crack at runaway spending, President Donald Trump unveiled his third budget, taking a sharp knife to every department's fat. For some agencies, that's a 5% cut. For 10 others, agriculture, education, energy, health and human services, housing and urban development, interior, state, transportation, Corps of Engineers, and the Environment Protection Agency, the axe falls even harder, chopping 31% at the EPA alone. If the Congress listens to the successful businessmen, it will result in $2.75 trillion in savings. A man who lived as a transgender woman and then became America's first legally recognized non-binary person now says it was all a sham and that he wants to live as a man again, reports Christian Headlines. Jamie Shoup, an Army veteran, writes in a Daily Signal column that he didn't need affirmation from the medical community. He needed help. Shoup now proclaims, quote, "Two fake gender identities couldn't hide the truth of my biological reality. There is no third gender or third sex," end quote. Genesis 5:2 says, "God created them male and female and blessed them." An Ohio high school student is speaking out after she received a suspension for posting Post-it notes with Bible verses on walls and lockers in response to a collection of homosexual transgender so-called pride flags that decorated the hallways, reports FaithWire.com. In a video posted to Facebook last Friday, Gabby Helsinger explained,
"I felt the need to write down some Bible verses so I could put them around my school. I put them around my lockers, walls."
The teachers took them down, accused her of targeting the Gay Straight Alliance club members, and gave her an in-school suspension. Gabby explained her motivation.
"I seen that there was people in my school that needed help. They don't need to be living in the confusion of wondering if they should be gay, bi, lesbian, trans, anything like that. I know that God is the only way that they can be healed by that. That's why I did it."
And we can all be proud of how Gabby reacted to the principal's question in his office.
He said, "Why did you put these up here?" And I said, "Because I wanted to spread the word of God."
Gabby's mother, Tina Helsinger said on Facebook, quote, Lebanon High School celebrates evil and punishes righteousness, end quote. And finally, a New Jersey dad's two sons hung a billboard on a busy Atlantic City highway, complete with their father's cell phone number and a message urging strangers to call him and wish him happy birthday, reports the New York Post. Chris Ferry of Linwood, who turned 62 on Saturday, has been flooded with about 10,000 calls and text messages from well-wishers, nostalgics, and oversharers in less than a week. Among the most touching calls he's received, those who say, quote, I lost my dad last year, end quote. If your dad's alive, tell him today that you love him. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, March 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for part two of the Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson on the work of Joy International, which helps to rescue girls from sex slavery. Yesterday, you heard about Dr. Jeff Brodsky's new book, Why Are You Barefoot? You might know more about the evils of human trafficking, but what does it look like after these girls are rescued from the slavery?
I think of the story of Toha. Toha is the name of a young woman. She's now in her early 20s, but when she was 14, she was sold into a brothel by her own parents. It took our team in Cambodia 22 days. I wear a bracelet with the number 22 on it. It's all for Toha. It took my team 22 days to find her. What happens to these girls is a nightmare, having to service, I don't have to paint a picture of what that means, 10 to 15 and even up to 20 men a day.
Brodsky shared with The Worldview about how incredibly beautiful it is when these girls come to know Jesus Christ.
When you see a girl that has been through that kind of turmoil, that kind of abuse, have her life turned around, and come to a realization, God didn't fail you, it was man who failed you, God loves you. And you see them accept his love and come into a relationship with him, be born again into his family. That is the end result that Jeff Brodsky looks for in the life of everyone that's rescued.
Psalm 147, verses 2 and 3 says, The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. Brodsky testified that these girls are getting to see the riches of God's grace.
Not just his love, his grace. I have an acronym for the word grace, G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. It's by the grace of God that I'm able to do this. People ask me, how did you not become jaded when you see so much heinous, evil abuse with these girls every day that you're confronted with it? I can't think of the millions that are being abused, the one, just like Jesus did. Jesus would have come back for one. I have to look at that. Who is the next one to be set free? And whether it's a rescue of one girl, we had one operation where there was 89 girls. It doesn't matter. What matters is we have to press on with the gifts that God has given us, with the opportunities that are presented to us to set more captives free.
The words of the repentant slave trader John Newton in the hymn that has gone down through centuries are so applicable. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Parents, you can get more information on how to protect and help your children through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Plus, pick up a copy of Dr. John Brodsky's book entitled, Why Are You Barefoot? This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.